Sitting in the studio with me is my dear friend Maureen Schulman. She and her husband Mark, who has made a phenomenon of Eli's Cheesecake over the last decades, they are the co-chairs of a benefit that takes place this Wednesday at Park West. It is a benefit for the Happiness Club. On the phone, I have the executive director of the Happiness, artistic director of the Happiness Club, and an honoree for this year's event, and we'll get to them shortly. So, ladies, just sit tight and listen to Maureen tell me and all the listeners, what is the Happiness Club?
Well, first of all, our benefit is Sunday, June 26th, next Sunday at the Park West. So the Happiness Club is a program that is a free performing arts education, not-for-profit, for Chicago kids. And many of the kids come from areas that would have no access.
It's hard these days to figure out what to call such neighborhoods. I call them disenfranchised neighborhoods, neighborhoods that don't have a lot, neighborhoods and schools that do not have a lot of arts and entertainment classes or opportunities.
Right, and the programs have been cut from the schools, and they would have just no access. So we provide a year-round program totally free, and kids become really proficient in singing, dancing, songwriting, hip-hop, rap, and they've really gone on to be super successful. It builds self-confidence. Their communication skills rise, and most of the kids, 8 to 21, have gone on to be the first in their families to go to college on scholarships that have to do with the arts, or have gone on to other professional programs.
When did it start? How old is the Happiness Club?
I think
it's also a great name for an organization. I've always thought that. It's just a great name.
Thanks. I think it's about 28 years old. Tanji and I were talking about that the other day. I think 28 years old, and we became acquainted with it, Mark and I did, when our daughters were very young and were at a Park District drama camp, and every Friday a group came, a different group came to the camp, and one time it was the Happiness Club. And I think what's great about it is it brings all kinds of kids together that would have never met in any other circumstance.
Yeah.
And I think that's has something to do with Kim's book as well. But, I think that the kids mentor each other. Like, you have 8-year-olds and you have 18-year-olds. And those 18-year-olds are helping the 8-year-olds learn how to dance and learn the songs. And they're all different races, and they're just, everyone gets along great. And I think that's really important.
Tanji Harper, you're the artistic director of this organization. How many children does it serve? Well, first, welcome to the show. Nice to meet you in this icy fashion over the phone. But Maureen could not be more articulate about it, but you might be more precise. How many children are involved?
Currently, we have 35. The most we've ever serviced is 80, which was insane. So we try to keep it under 40 to be realistically intentional about what we're trying to do.
Sure. How do they find you? How does a kid living at in Garfield Park or Ashburn find you?
Normally, it's word of mouth or just seeing us out in the community. So a day like today, a lot of people saw us at two different events. We were at Harold Washington Cultural Center on the south side. And then we went to DuSable Museum, also on the south side, and there were huge crowds in both spaces.
That's
so a lot
great.
Of times it's people seeing us out in the community and then literally just walking up to me and asking how they can get involved. We do have auditions annually, but to be honest with you, it's the word of mouth spread that works a lot better for us because we are a family unit, and it's a very unique program that your family has to understand the commitment level it's going to take for you to be a part of the group. So
that's great. You're also a hip-hop instructor, are you not?
Yes, I am. I teach dance classes at Visceral Dance Center. And I also work for a company called Story Catchers, which uses theater and dance and music to help youth that are incarcerated in Chicago.
You know, the need, and I'll ask both of you, and shortly we'll bring in to the conversation the honoree this year, Kim Jones, who's an actress and an author and a bunch of stuff. Kim, just sit tight, and you'll come on and talk in a couple minutes. after I asked these two women, Maureen and Tanji, the need, it just seems, with every passing disenfranchised year, greater. The need is now, I think, at a level of intensity. Do you agree, Maureen?
Well, I think that programs like ours, or at least I can speak for ours, are keeping kids engaged, busy, off the street, out of harm's way, out of temptation. And so many kids, Tanji, I think you'll agree with this, have said to me, they're approached by gangs in their neighborhood.
Of course.
And they say, I'm busy. I'm going to rehearsal. Because they already belong to something. So they don't need to look for something bad to belong to.
Right.
So
right.
I think that's a huge thing. And
well, go ahead. In a sense, both of you might address this too, that one of the lures for gangdom in Chicago is gangs would often replace family, a family that may be fractured in one way or another. And it seems to me that the Happiness Club, what little I know about it, and I know most of it through you, Maureen, it does provide that can. I don't want to call it a family atmosphere, Tanji, but it does really provide a kind of family feel, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And we're our own gang. We're our own gang.
Yeah.
We will take that word and spin it on the positive. There's been a lot of negative put on communities that gather, in a sense, to sort of support each other. But some of our most prolific things, like if you talk about the Black Panther Party, people consider them to be a gang, but they were all about service in their community.
Sure.
So the Happiness Club, in our own right, we are our own gang. We're pushing positivity, though. We're pushing encouragement. We're uplifting the young people that run with us. I literally just said today on stage, if your grades are above a C, then you can rock with me. That's the type of gang I'm working with. I want to work with kids who are positive and who want to make being smart and educated and going after their goals the new cool. Like, that should be the thing to want to do.
Do children, you mentioned earlier in this conversation, you mentioned something about auditions. Do children have to audition to become a member of the Happiness Club?
That's one way to get in, and I don't even call it an audition now. I call it an open rehearsal because it's more about a vibe for us. If you can come to rehearsal and hang with what it is we're doing, if you can participate with the vocals because that's a requirement, and participate in the dance portion, which is also a requirement, whether you're going to turn out to be a singer or a dancer or not, I want you to take advantage of the arts and educations that we're providing because we have exceptional professionals that work with us. And it doesn't cost these kids a dime to participate, so they might as well participate in everything that we can provide for them.
God,
so,
if it's
time commitment, then yes.
Yeah, what you're both saying here is so hopeful and actually, to me, uplifting. We have to take a commercial break, and Kim Jones, we will have you on after the commercial, and I'll continue the conversation with Maureen Schulman sitting next to me and Tanji Harper somewhere in the city on the telephone. We'll be back. Welcome back. This is Rick Kogan. The show's After Hours. I'm sitting in the lovely WGN studio with my friend Maureen Schulman, who, along with her great husband, Mark Schulman, who runs Eli's Cheesecake, are the benefit co-chairs of an event that takes place next Sunday at Park West, where I've seen more concerts than I even care to remember. It is a benefit performance and silent auction for the Happiness Club. On the phone is the charming, and I don't even know you, Heather, but the charming artistic director, Tanji Harper. Tanji, would you introduce the other guest on the show, Kim Jones, who is an author and a filmmaker and is getting the Legacy Award at next Sunday's benefit? Would you do the honors? Tanji? Oh, we lost her. Okay, so Kim?
She just texted someone disconnected me.
Huh?
She just texted someone disconnected me.
She just texted Maureen that she was disconnected. I'll introduce you then, Kim, if that's okay. Kim Latrice Jones is an author and filmmaker. Author of the New York Times bestselling young adult novel, which is just a great, great title, a title that haunts me. I've not read the book. I'm Not Dying With You Tonight. Kim, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. Are you from Chicago?
I am Chicago, born and bred.
Where about?
So when I was born, we lived on the west side, but I grew up on the south side in Roseland.
Oh, in Roseland. You've been back to Roseland recently?
Yeah, I've been back as recently as about a year ago. So this will be my first time back home in a year.
It in some ways, it must, when you come back, and I'm hoping you have great memories of your childhood in Roseland, it must kind of depress you to see what's happened to some of Chicago's really once vibrant neighborhoods, does it?
It does. It's really upsetting to me, and I hear people talk a lot about the crime, but you can't really talk about crime without talking about poverty, because crime and poverty are bedfellows.
Yes.
And so I think about also all of the resource that was available to kids when I was younger. I'm, you know, a lot older than the kids in this program. but I remember
aren't we all? Yeah.
Not me.
I just remember growing up in Chicago in the 80s and there being so much programming to keep you busy. And, you know, in the 80s and the 90s, and there just being so much programming to keep you busy, so many places to go for after school programs and community centers and spaces like that that could really make a difference in a kid's life all over the city. I remember when I was like 13 years old, riding to the North Side for events and programs that I was involved in. And I think that that is what made the difference in my life and a lot of people around my age.
I think that's so true. I think, you know, what happens in certain neighborhoods when they are so disenfranchised as to be their own kind of places, people become fearful of things they don't know and people they don't know. And I think one of the things, and Tanji, you get back online? Are you still on the phone?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good. Sorry, you got cut off. That's one of the things. This exposes kids to a different world. I mean, simply the act of going to Park West and being in a place like Park West and being across the street from Lincoln Park is an eye-opening experience for some of these kids, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. We're taking them out of their neighborhoods and into other neighborhoods. We are exposing them to the arts. We are taking them to different Broadway shows and plays. Like the kids that are exposed to the Happiness Club get a unique arts and education experience, because it's not just the arts and the training that we're giving them, but it's all of the different places that we take them and the stages that they get to touch, the people that they get to meet, the networking that they get to do. It is extremely, extremely rare that kids are performing at Lollapalooza when they're 12 years old.
Yeah.
Like, that's not normal. So, yeah.
And how many?
I've been to the White House twice.
That is not normal.
And
no kidding.
And how many kids was their first plane ride when we performed at the Obama White House for the Easter egg roll?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly. Yeah. What it is, ladies, is it's exposing these children to the world, to a world that is not filled with fear and danger, which many of these neighborhoods are filled with fear and danger.
Yes.
Yeah, we've got areas that have that. It's all over Chicago, unfortunately.
No question.
There's no place anymore that is designated anymore.
Yep.
You know, we've got kids that have zero fear out here going to the Gold Coast and the North Side to see what they can get, to see how they can come up.
Sure.
So the reach has to get a lot stronger. Our intention has to be greater. We have to really dig deep and do the work that's necessary so that these kids do not turn into adults that we don't want to share space with in the world. Like, I don't have these young children that have no guidance. I don't want to vote with them.
Yeah.
Or are they going to vote? You know what I mean? Like, we have to get involved in their lives at an early age so that we can start to manifest the young citizens we want. And I want them to be exposed to people like him. She's a wealth of information and just a beautiful Chicago hero. And she inspires a lot of young women specifically. So her being able to come and be around for this is about to be impactful. It's going to be huge.
Kim, I congratulate you on getting the Legacy Award. I congratulate you, Tanji Harper and Maureen Shulman, for having the wherewithal to give her the award. I'm going to continue this conversation. If you, all three of you, can stay on, we'll continue it through the news at the top of the hour, because I really do want to talk more about this. You can go, ladies and gentlemen, to find out a little bit more. What you're hearing now is unbelievably passionate, important conversation. But you can also go to thehappinessclub.com for more information. And we will be back in a few minutes. Thanks for staying, ladies. Hi, it's Rick Hogan, still on the radio and eager to spend a short time, 10 minutes. I'm gonna have to write about all three of you. Maureen Shulman, who is the, along with their wonderful husband Mark, is the benefit co-chair for the Happiness Club benefit performance that is next Sunday at Park West. Tanji Harper, who is the artistic director, and author, actress Kim Jones, who is being honored with the Legacy Award. Kimberly Latrice Jones, please tell me, and I apologize for not having read your young adult novel, I'm Not Dying With You Tonight. I am going to read it. So if you could give me a preview and tell me what that book's about, I'd be very grateful.
So I'm Not Dying With You Tonight is the story of two girls. It has two main characters, one black and one white. And it's all about how they survived the night together in race riots. Mm. I co-authored the book with my dear friend, Geezy Siegel, who is white. And I wrote Lena, the black girl's chapters. And she wrote Campbell, the white girl's chapters. And it's told in alternating chapters. And you get to see how, not only how differently the girls see the night, but also how similar they see the night. And it's all about two girls who wouldn't have been friends in any other circumstances, who come together, survive, and realize that they're not as different as they think they are.
Man, I really cannot wait to read it. I will order it tonight. When you come back here to receive this Legacy Award, are you going to visit Roseland, your old neighborhood?
I most certainly am. I always do. I still have lots of friends that I grew up who live there. I still have certain places that I like to eat that's on that side of town that I have to visit whenever I'm in the city. And the beauty of the lived experience that I got to have as a teenager, which is very similar to the one that kids in the Happiness Club had, is that I got exposed to so many different spaces, particularly through my high school that I graduated from, the Chicago. Shout out to the Chicago Academy for the Arts. That I have friends in places that I love all over the city that, you know, I have to visit when I'm in town.
That's great. That's great. Again, it is next Sunday at Park West. You're also giving Tanji and Maureen other awards to sort of celebrate some of the success stories these kids, now young adults, have had. Isn't that right, Tanji?
Yes. Maureen came up with the best theme after we started thinking about who we wanted to honor this year. And coincidentally, or maybe not a coincidence, everyone is from Chicago. Everyone was born here, raised here, and has given back to this city in the most immaculate of ways. And so the other that we're honoring is Kaina Castillo, but she just goes by Kaina now. Kaina was in the Happiness Club from the age of 10 until she aged out around 21. She started working with other organizations like Social Work with Chance the Rapper, and then she started singing and doing backgrounds for other artists like Saba.
Wow.
And now she's an artist in her own right, and she just completed, as of today, her first tour that she's headlining. So she's a wonderful Latinx pop soul singer, and we are excited to be able to give her the Artist of the Year award this year. And
this,
it just feels like full circle.
This also, this benefit and this performance and this live auction, you've been sort of not doing this for 2 or 3 years, right, Maureen, during the whole pandemic?
Right. We had to take a break during the pandemic, although we took a break in this fundraising aspect of having a live performance. But Tanji and the kids did not take a break, and they rehearsed online. They created songs. One of the songs you'll hear, the kids actually wrote a song about the pandemic, telling people to stay 6 feet apart, wear masks in the most hip-hop and creative way. So, but we're really happy to be having this benefit because, you know, it's been tough to raise money. So,
yeah, of course it is. Well, and it's nice to see other people, and it's nice to be together again. And how long have you been involved, Tanji, with Happiness Club?
It has been 22 years.
Wow.
In 2000, I came on as the choreographer. My oldest son, Alan, was 6 months old in a car seat. He is now 22. So, yeah, it has been 22 years. And let me just say this, that today proved again is the best job that I've ever had in my entire life, because I have so much fun with these young people and going out into these spaces and watching them influence an entire crowd of people that have never even heard of them. Come listen to them sing and have a good time. And then afterwards, people walking up to them to tell them how great they were. They were fantastic today in two completely different spaces.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful to watch, because we haven't been able to be out in like this in 2 years. So when we say we are bringing the party, we are acting complete fools everywhere we go, Rick. Like, we are just laughing and singing and dancing and enjoying ourselves. And it's infectious. And I think everybody that comes in close contact of where we are can sense the vibe. And it's been so much fun today. We're exhausted, though. We're going home. We're done.
Well, it's not only exciting, but it's also inspiring, I think. I mean, I think that's one of the things about this benefit. It's time to celebrate not only the help you're giving to these kids, but to there's a ripple effect. Isn't there?
Well, right. Well, that's the thing. There may be 35 kids in the group, but the amount of kids that we reach through performances or being on TV or whatever we do is huge. And every song has a positive message that's really based on what our kids are feeling, what they think is important. So whatever they wrote about COVID, that's what kids were thinking. Everything's super real.
I'm going to let all of you go now, and it's a pleasure, Tanji, to meet you on the phone. You too, Kim. And I'm gonna write about this whole thing eventually, once I'm out from under the 175th anniversary of the Chicago Tribune. Please go to thehappinessclub.com, and I'm going to ask my buddy, Krista Flores, in here, the great engineer for the show, to play a little bit of music. This is a title track. You sent me one song that honors the late Mary D., but I think we'll listen to, as I say goodbye to you all, We Gon' Be Good.
We Gon' Be All Right.